Health, wellness, and the latest medical breakthroughs are hot topics that everyone's talking about. Now, Check Up on Health, the daily minute that brings your listeners cutting-edge research and health advice from America's top medical experts. Program directors across America trust the quality of Check Up on Health. Just ask Archie Anderson from WRAB Huntsville.
We really like it here. I'll put it this way. I listen to it. I don't just dub it off. I listen to it every day.
Chuck Monkern, general manager of KPYK Dallas.
Health issues, health topics are something that everyone's concerned with.
Dave Clabo from WETR Knoxville.
It's very informative, and Check Up on Health is a good addition to our station.
Hosted by veteran broadcaster Chris Whitting, Check Up on Health is fast-paced, featuring the voices of medical experts at the nation's top health and research centers.
It often includes, you know, actual doctors or researchers, and I think that's one thing that really makes it interesting, and I think this kind of gives it some credibility.
Check Up on Health. Fresh, fascinating, and topical.
It appeals to parents who want better health for their children, people who become more health conscious. You know, that's the way that Check Up on Health will be useful for people.
And Check Up on Health will open new doors for your sales department.
Locally owned hospitals,
pharmacies,
medical clinics, maybe a health club.
Gosh, in all honesty, you could tie it into a lot of different things just because that's the kind of information just about anybody wants to know.
Produced by Syndication Networks, it's a proven winner. Highly produced, perfect for the PPM world.
They give you some good, pertinent information in a reasonable amount of time and then get on with it. We live in that kind of world where people usually want to know something and go. And for most formats, I believe it would work with most anybody.
Now, listen to Check Up on Health. Cut one.
Check Up on Health with Chris Whitting.
Trying to quit smoking? Dr. David Burns of the American Lung Association says you should have a plan, including a quit date that doesn't clash with a time of high stress at work or at home.
During the time that you're quitting, you want to try to avoid those circumstances and environments where you have been likely to smoke in the past.
Don't ignore the tools at your local pharmacy that might really help.
There are over-the-counter and prescription medications that can really substantially enhance the likelihood of your quitting. In particular, over-the-counter nicotine patches and gum can make a difference in terms of the likelihood of your successful cessation. And I would recommend that people think about using those as part of their cessation attempt.
There are times when a prescription antidepressant may help the effort. Talk with your doctor. With Check Up on Health, I'm Chris Whitting.
Cut two.
Check Up on Health with Chris Whitting.
The numbers are alarming. More than 1 in 3 American kids is overweight or obese. And Dr. Caroline Cedarquist, a board-certified weight loss physician, says parents shouldn't ignore the problem and just hope it will go away.
In the past, the thought had been with children, you know, they'll grow into their weight. Don't worry about it. But unfortunately, we're finding that's not always the case, that kids who are overweight when younger are more likely to be overweight as adults. And we're seeing more and more health problems in these overweight children and in young adults, problems that we wouldn't see till age 40 or 50 showing up in 20-year-olds.
Preventing kids from becoming overweight means adapting the way your family eats and exercises and how you spend time together. Helping your kids lead healthy lifestyles begins with you leading by example. With Check Up on Health, I'm Chris Whitting.
Cut three.
Check Up on Health with Chris Whitting.
Star Trek gadgets aren't just a fantasy anymore. Dr. William Hansen from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine says technology is changing healthcare every day.
The writers for that series got a lot of things right, including the tricorder that phones carried. In fact, there are smartphone applications today that can help us with diagnosis and, in fact, monitor vital signs.
And Dr. Hansen says the use of telemedicine is becoming commonplace.
To give you an example there, we have radiologists in Australia reading films during their daytime that were taken in the middle of the night for us. And you could have an expert, U.S.-trained and U.S.-credentialed radiologist in Australia looking at a film on a patient at 3 o'clock in the morning and making highly technical readings of those films. And they're available because they're awake, whereas an expert radiologist in the U.S. might not be available till the next day.
With Check Up on Health, I'm Chris Whitting.
Now's the time for Check Up on Health on your station. Call Syndication Networks at 1-800-743-1988 or send us the agreement to lock in your market.
Syndication Networks.